Oh my God, I got the itis so bad.
Oh, do you?
So bad. Oh my gosh.
I saw you made the burgers for the Bad Boy Supper Club.
Yes, I
And I
did.
saw you made the onions and
I
mushrooms
did, I
the
did.
yeah.
You know what else I did? I made
What?
bacon. I put bacon on these burgers.
I told you to do that.
And then I cooked, I dumped out the bacon grease into the pan and cooked the burgers in the bacon fat.
You dirty.
I know.
You a dirty boy.
I'm hurting right now. It's actually really bad. I got a cup of coffee in here to try to stay awake.
That's awesome, dude.
It was
Yeah,
so good, though.
yeah, man. There's nothing like a great burger, and it's weird how we go on these little tangents. I know I do. You know, it started off where I was like, man, I want a good burger, and then I go to Burger Culture last weekend, and I get a good burger, and then I make good burgers at the house the next day, and then all week long, I've been planning out my burger for this Saturday. I think I'm gonna do a burger again. I think I'm on a burger kick.
I think I'm burgered out. I gotta take a break on burgers. It's too much. That one was so rich and so indulgent that I think I'm
Right.
just good for a little while. Yeah.
Yeah, that's gonna happen. But yeah, I think I'm gonna go to the burger spot this weekend. The
Which one?
THEE. It's THEE Burger Spot. That's the name of it.
Yes. Yeah, I
Somebody
know.
told me it may be better than Burger Culture. That is yet to be determined. I gotta give them a shot though. It's
I've
only
heard
fair.
that. Yeah, you should.
I'm going to.
Good.
I'm a very just man, you know. I will give everybody their due, and we'll see what happens. Or, I thought about going with one of my no miss burger spots. I do have a couple of gift certificates from Metro Diner.
Oh, yeah.
You
Can't go wrong
can't
there.
go wrong.
They
They
got,
have
have you had their burgers, though? I know they got good fried
yes.
chicken and waffles.
Of course, I always get their fried chicken because I'd feel remiss if I didn't. But I have had their burgers before. They have a burger that is, and I know Burger Culture does this too, but the bun is two grilled cheese sandwiches.
Yeah, that is
Yeah.
pretty, that's pretty good. Pretty good.
Oh yeah, and it's got bacon. It's got all the stuff, and they're huge, quite delicious. I do recommend, but I don't know. Might go there. I haven't been to Metro Diner since like February, so it's one of those things. They have outdoor seating and stuff, so we might do it. I don't know. We'll find
You
out.
better go at night. It's too hot to sit out there during the day.
Dude, I did it at Burger Culture. I was fine as long as there's shade. I'm fine,
That's
dude.
insane.
I'm a man, Will. I can handle it.
Too much.
727-579-1025 800-771-1025 are the numbers to dial if you'd like to join us. Also, hit us up on social media. We do a top tweet in the final hour, which is the second hour on Wednesday night, so it's right around the corner. Tweet at us your shout outs, hashtag b-holes, hashtag fat asses to Johnny B Comedy, Johnny B Show, and home underscore made underscore man. Those are our Twitter handles, so at us. And also Instagram, Johnny B Tampa, the Johnny B Show, home underscore made underscore man, and of course Facebook.com/ the Johnny B Show. We'll grab one call and then we'll hop right into big stories because we got a lot of them as always. Let's go to line one, Johnny B Show. Who dis? Oh, hello, Daniel. How can we possibly start the show without tucking you into bed and making sure you're okay? How's everything?
Speaking of beds, I got a new bed today.
Wow,
Oh, cool
did you
story.
get a race
Yeah.
car bed?
Oh, I wish.
Yeah,
No,
that'd be
it's from
sweet.
ScanDesign. I got a discount on it.
That's what's up. Did you buy it yourself with
Wow.
all your money?
Hell yeah.
No, I got it for free.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, that's a good discount. You stole it, huh?
Yeah, it fell off the truck, huh?
Yeah.
Learning
Hey,
young.
can you get me a California King that might fall off the truck?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right, hook it up, dude. Seriously. All right.
All
I know a
right, I'll
lawyer.
get
I know
your
a
address.
lawyer. He was on just a few minutes ago. He'll cover you if something happens.
I know a lawyer too. He was on
All
just
right,
a couple
cool, dude.
minutes ago.
All right, man. Well, good night.
Give me
Make
your
sure you go
address.
pee-pee before you go to bed.
Yeah. Don't pee
Okay,
your
I'll
race
get
car
your address
bed.
to deliver it.
Don't pee it. All right. God bless.
See you, man.
Bye-bye. Bye. Dude, I had a friend in college that still had his race car bed. Like, he brought it to like the we were roommating.
Yeah.
This idiot was 23 years old. First of all, too old to be like a sophomore in college, and he had a race car bed. And we dog this dude out so hard. Like, I mean, we went on like a tangent, like me and three other guys, where we, like, just we had every kind of roast of a race car bed you could think of in like a 10-minute period. He got so mad, he picked up his race car bed and ran it outside and threw it in a dumpster. Yeah, and then we started chewing on him how he wrecked his bed. Like how he fishtailed out the front door and, you know, barked the tires on the way to the dumpster. We almost made this guy kill himself.
Was his bed at least a two-seater, or was it just single occupancy?
Dude, it was a sweet ass Indy car race bed, but you could definitely fit two small people in it. It was
okay. That's what's up.
It was sexy. It was sexy if you were 8 years old.
Oh, yeah. Those are the best. I wanted one so bad, and I never got one. It was very upsetting.
We always had bunk beds when I was a kid because my older brother, Tim, like, we were like, you know, even though I come from, like, you know, there was four kids until I got old enough, and then my dad remarried and had three more kids. But we always had bunk beds because my brother and I were, like, best buds, and we always stayed in the same room, so... Mm-hmm. You know, it was always some sort of a situation with bunk beds. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Are we going to blow our ears out on line two?
Yes. All right. Oh, ready? One,
let's just,
two.
Let's just peel the Band-Aid off.
Three.
All right, ready?
All right, go.
Yo, all right, go. Hello, Johnny B. Show.
Hey, what's up, Johnny B? It's Earl Decca.
Oh, God. I thought it was.
God, it's even worse. I wish Kelly was here.
It's somehow worse. I thought it was Kelly that was going to blow out our eardrums.
Son of
a
bitch. Kelly's a 3-5-2.
Who do you like more, though? Who do you like more, me or Kelly?
That's really tough. That's like, what do I like more, AIDS or herpes? Yeah, that's the problem right there. That's just
all right.
That's
I pick Kelly.
It's gonna keep me up at night. Yeah. Every time you laugh, I think you have one of the Avengers tied up somewhere. Well, how are we doing tonight? We're great, man. The show's off to a damn
record pace.
Real race here.
I know. It's great. It's so exciting. You have me as a caller. It's just nonstop entertainment. Hey, man. So, listen, do you game at all? You do any gaming off the air? Are you a gamer?
No, I'm not a gamer. I do own a video game system. I play a little bit of Madden once in a blue moon and some Call of Duty, and that's about it. But I honestly haven't played in like 2 weeks because I don't have time. I'm a very busy boy.
Yeah, that's the thing about video games is that they're just fun, and then you don't ever get anything done. That's like what Joe Rogan was saying, but, you know,
right,
whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, some people just sit there and watch, like, sports or whatever. You know, some people like their video games.
Yeah, I don't even have time for that. I really don't have time for anything. I just work. Work, 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 work. All I do is work, work, work.
I have, like, a mess of wires and cables everywhere, and I was trying to, like, go through all this stuff. I collect old video game systems because I'm just a giant child. It's just an old
get a goddamn job.
Hobby I have.
Yeah, get a job, dude. Yeah. Seriously.
Dude, you guys always just tear me down every time.
I mean, right now, you should be delivering food to somebody. You shouldn't be talking to me about your wires. I mean, do something with your life, Hideka.
I am. I'm trying
He's twittering,
to. I'm trying
Johnny.
To get into the same thing. Like,
my bad.
Look, you guys got into entertainment. I mean, give me a break. Like,
right.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, he can do it. We did it.
No. You have to be entertaining. I'm just kidding, buddy.
To get into the entertainment. Yo, way to shoot me down, bro, in front
I'm just
of, like,
messing with you, bud.
People. Thanks a
I'm
lot.
I'm just kidding.
Oh my
I'm
God.
Kidding. No, you're really doing it yourself. It's fine. No, I'm just kidding, bud. I want you to be an entertainer. I want you to really strive for your dreams. Pursue your happiness. Will Smith it up. Go get it, kid.
I'm trying. Have a good show,
right,
Johnny.
Buddy. Hey, man, I'm wishing you all the best. You stay in touch, all right, pal?
Yeah, he's gone.
Later, bud. All right. One more call.
All right, here we go.
God damn it, here it comes. Johnny B. Show.
I couldn't keep you waiting all night now, could I?
Son of a bitch, man.
You come on later. Like,
hey, what's up, dude? What's up, fake Marine Rob? What's going on, bro?
So, nah, this is the real guy. So, I love that whole Jesse Ventura thing that you got going on in your intro.
Yeah.
But I think you need to change that. You need to
really?
Change it to that.
Oh.
That
huh.
We're going to change your name from Marine Rob to Producer Rob. All right, what do you got,
Hell
Producer
yeah, dude.
Rob?
Executive Producer Rob, what do you got?
I think that you should change it. No, it's Mascot Rob. Thank you. Change it from the Jesse Ventura line to the John Candy line from Stripes, where he's like, I swallowed a whole lot of aggression, a whole lot of pizzas.
What? Hey, what are you? you talking about with Jesse Ventura line? What do you think that you're hearing?
That's this stuff will make you a goddamn sexual tyrannosaurus.
Oh, is that what, okay.
Just like me. That's from Predator.
Oh, okay. Okay. See, yeah. I didn't know that. I had no idea. Uh-huh. You know more about this show than I do.
That's why I should maybe I should be the executive mascot.
I agree.
All right, we've run out of time. They just told us today that we only have a certain amount of time to talk to people. It's bad. They
See
actually
you,
gave us a prison, calling card.
Hey, I love you guys, man.
Love you too.
Love you too, man. All right, bye-bye. God bless you. Bro. All right. What the hell? Let's get to some big stories, Will.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah. Big stories of the day. Are you ready, folks? Here we go. COVID-19. The numbers look a little scary, but what's more scary than the numbers is why the numbers are as high as they are, because some shadiness was uncovered today, ladies and gentlemen, and that is the big story right here in Florida. So 212 Floridians were recorded dead, but they didn't all die today or yesterday. And also, there was, I believe, 8,000 positive cases today, but not really today, because they found out today that there was a data dump, if you will. Officials found out today that COVID-19 cases and positivity rate in the Miami-Dade area were a little skewed, because a single lab dumped up to 2.5 weeks worth of test results in one release. Yeah, they say many of these positives are up to 10 to 18 days old. Yeah, so they got to get that corrected, dude.
I don't understand. We have the World Wide Web now.
Yeah.
Where we're able to send communications through cables in the ocean to each other at lightning speed, at the speed of light. Why are they not being sent daily? I don't understand.
My voice is being casted to you from outer space. It's pretty crazy. I think I know why. And you know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, really, but I'm about to say what a lot of people are thinking. The numbers have been getting a little bit better. Not a lot better, but they've been trending in the right direction for the last few days.
Yeah.
Which has given us a little hope, a little positivity, like, okay, maybe we're coming out of this. And then all of a sudden, the numbers jump back up. So it would lead me to believe that somebody, possibly in the Miami-Dade area, who may have a certain political bias, may have wanted to hold off a little bit so that there was a big spike in the numbers. I don't know. That's what a lot of people are believing. I don't understand how else, why that could happen. Why are you holding all this information? You're a damn lab. That's what you do.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And I mean, like, it got called out so quick. Too.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't like they got away with it for a few days or anything. Immediately, people were like, oh, yeah, this is because there was a data dump. Everybody knows because of Twitter and, you know, other outlets. It's not like you're going to get away with it. That's why I'm not sure if that's the reason or not. I think it's just like maybe just incompetence where they just can't.
It might be.
Where their systems just aren't. I mean, you should be able to tabulate what you have that day and send them off to Tallahassee so they can put them into their database. It should be really easy. But unfortunately,
it just seems like there's...
I was just going to say, you know that humans are incompetent a lot of the times.
Right. It just seems to me like they're controlling the numbers, because the numbers seem to be so similar every day. We talk about this. You know, it's like they just yell out a number and they go, okay, what are the numbers today? Today it's... 11,200 with 180 dead and percent positivity of 13.4%. And then the next day, it's almost exactly the same. It's like, there's no way it could consistently stay almost exactly the same. And then when it starts trending one way or the other, all of a sudden there's a big shift. It just seems weird to me. I don't understand.
I definitely understand why you think that, and I'm not saying that that's not the case. I wouldn't put anything past anybody at this point.
Right.
But, I mean, you just get caught so easy. I don't know why people try to. I guess it's worth a shot, too, if they want to do it. Like, we might get caught, but if we don't, it's going to look good for our side. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know. Our side? What do you mean our side?
Just whoever that side is. I'm just playing side of whoever side it is. Okay.
I thought you meant ours, like mine and yours.
No.
I'm like, am I on the side? Hell yeah.
Yeah, no.
I haven't picked one.
No, me either, man. I'm just saying, like, whoever side it is that's trying to pull a fast one.
I think it's so funny, man, because I have people that they think I'm one side or the other. I really do. I have some people that think I'm, like, super, like, left-wing snowflake, and then I have people that think I'm, like, this super right, like, rah-rah Trump guy. Yeah.
I'm
like, you're all wrong. You're all wrong, man. Like, you're crazy. I don't know. You know,
I feel like that's when you're in the not the good side, but you're in the curious side of things, where you can kind of question things and not just stick with a narrative. Like, my dad will call me a communist, and my friends call me a Nazi. So I feel like I'm in the right, I don't know, headspace. You know, everybody hates me, but whatever.
I just want to try to be in the logical side, and it doesn't seem like there's a lot of logic to find. You know, I'm trying.
No.
Trying very hard, Will. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. So, it's a lot of doo-doo out there, though. We're trying to sift through the doo-doo for you folks so you don't have to. You're welcome. You're welcome. More big stories. College football. And, dude, remember when you called the Fauci election, like, ahead of time, like you're some sort of an oracle.
Mm-hmm.
I did the same thing with the plans for spring football. I mean, I read this today, and this is almost exactly what I said last night when you were asking how we could possibly do it.
Yeah.
Almost exactly. Because I said last night you would have to start right after the Super Bowl in February and then wrap it up by, I said, May. And then you would still have two seasons. You take a couple months off, then you get right to the fall season. Today, information came out that the plan, if they do end up canceling college football for the fall or postponing, is almost exactly what I said. Because I was just going with common sense. But they said it would most likely start in February, end in April, and then take 3 months off, and then just go right into the 2021 season. As planned. And this is all, of course, if they could find a way to either find a vaccine or a cure for the COVID, or if the numbers get down to a reasonable level to where they can comfortably have a spring season. If not, you just cancel 2020. You don't do the spring season and you go forward. The only thing that sucks is trying to figure out the draft, trying to figure out what happens with all those senior players. I know a lot of them are going to opt out. They won't even play spring ball. I can't imagine Trevor Lawrence playing spring ball. He's probably going to opt out and go right into the NFL draft. A lot of those seniors that are going to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I wonder what's. I was thinking, like, even hockey. It's cool to have hockey back and everything, but I don't know if it's worth it because it's gonna trickle into next season how they do things, and like it's gonna be a shorter off season.
A little bit,
and especially with college ball. It's going to throw off things like the NFL draft. It's going to be a ripple effect that's going to be felt for years. I mean, just this
season. I don't
know
about years. I think it'll affect next season a little bit, next fall. But after that, I think by 2022, we'll be right back in the swing of things. I don't think it'll be that bad. I think it'll be all right.
I hope so.
We'll see, though. We'll find out.
If there's no football, no college football, what are they going to do about the draft?
Like I said, you go ahead and play the spring. You play spring and have the draft afterwards.
That's going to ruin some potential. Like Joe Burrow, for example. He
right.
was a number one pick last year, or this year, I should say. If he didn't miss his senior season, he wouldn't even be on a football team. He'd be working at the
Home Depot. He would have been probably a third or fourth round pick. He was still on the radar, but not high.
I don't know. That's what he was saying. He was saying he feels for a lot of these kids because you get to prove a lot in a football
season.
That's if
they cancel.
You can go from an undrafted free agent to a first round pick in a year real quick.
real quick, yes. But that's true if they cancel the entire season. If they have a spring, they'll still see him. They'll still see the players. They'll still have an opportunity to shine. So it's just a postponed season. That's all it is. Yeah. You're hitting the pause button, baby. Remember, guys, Will is running the board. He's also phone screening like I do the other four nights on the show, or three. I don't know how many times. But if you call and somebody picks up but doesn't say hello, you're on hold until we talk to you. That's just how we do it at night. We, you know what I mean? We're working with a bare minimum, okay? So we try to make it happen. You got to work with us a little bit. So don't hang up if you're trying to talk to us. All right. So make sure you look, just be patient. We'll get to you. Maybe. You'll see. All right. In other news, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and this might make you feel a little bit more comfortable if you're thinking about your kids going back to school. Another study came out today that finds a potential reason why COVID-19 actually occurs less in children. Because I did wonder why they seem to be contracting it at lower numbers in adults. And apparently it has something to do with the receptors, I guess, in their sinuses. Mm. I don't know. It's very educated stuff. But basically, there's a certain enzyme that they found that causes COVID-19 disease to be contracted easier, and it's different in kids and adults. So, I don't know. We'll see. You never know. I saw John Ross from the Cincinnati Bengals, wide receiver. He left training camp today because his three-year-old has COVID.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. I know. Crazy, right? So, I mean, circumstances are different for everybody. Some kids do get sick, but they may have, you know, pre-existing conditions. I mean, it hits everybody differently. There's still a lot that we need to learn about this crazy virus. So, you know, not to, you know, be an alarmist or freak anybody out. We're just we're hitting the big stories, folks. That's what we're doing here. Big stories. Let's go to line one real fast. Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi, this is James. Johnny B, how you doing? Will, how you doing?
Good. Hey, James.
What's up,
Hey, man. Well, listen, I just want to get the back of the lab workers. I used to not work in a medical lab, but I did work in an environmental lab. We tested soil and groundwater for, like, oil spills and things. But when you and we know we're in a pandemic, but if you imagine, like, there's 1,000 samples come in a day. That's what we call them, samples. Well, you have to log it in, you know, and that means even if it's a barcode, that's 1,000 logins. Then somebody has to, like, make the solutions, because you would take that swab and you would have to put it in a chemical solution to extract whatever's on that swab, the snot and stuff. You just can't, you know, inject that into, like, a gas chromatograph. But I'm just saying that I can see, and I don't want you to, you know, always go to the conspiracy thing that, because I'm sure they're understaffed. Because, and you know what, the person that's doing, there's not one person just doing login. There's not one person just doing making the chemicals, you know, solutions. They're doing everything. So that's one thing. And then the other question I had for you, Will, without a Kamala Harris, would you hit it?
Oh, in a heartbeat. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Well, good, because I was about to say, man, then your man card is
she's a pretty lady.
Is taken away.
Beautiful lady.
Yeah, I think she's really attractive woman, a little bit older, but that's cool.
Nothing wrong with that, man.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, but that was just, you know, my two cents. I love to listen to you guys, but
thanks, man.
Everybody that's on the front line, you know, there's essential workers everywhere, you know, and those people in LabCorp and Quest, I know they're doing the best they can, so I'll keep listening.